The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning. By David Chilton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning by David Chilton is a book that provides readers with a comprehensive guide to financial planning. It covers topics such as budgeting, saving, investing, insurance, taxes, retirement planning, and estate planning. The book is written in a conversational style, with the author using the character of a barber to illustrate the various points he makes. The barber is a wise and experienced financial advisor who dispenses advice to his customers, and the reader is able to learn from his wisdom. The book begins by discussing the importance of budgeting and saving. It explains the importance of setting financial goals and outlines the steps necessary to achieve them. It also covers the basics of investing, such as the different types of investments, the importance of diversification, and the risks associated with investing. The book then moves on to discuss insurance, taxes, and retirement planning. It explains the different types of insurance, the importance of having adequate coverage, and the various tax implications of different investments. It also covers the basics of retirement planning, such as the importance of starting early and the different types of retirement accounts available. The book also covers estate planning, which is the process of planning for the distribution of one's assets after death. It explains the importance of having a will and other estate planning documents, as well as the various tax implications of different estate planning strategies. Finally, the book provides readers with a comprehensive list of resources to help them with their financial planning. The Wealthy Barber is an excellent resource for anyone looking to gain a better understanding of financial planning. It provides readers with a comprehensive overview of the various topics related to financial planning, and it is written in an easy-to-understand style. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to gain a better understanding of their finances and make informed decisions about their financial future. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Start saving early. The earlier you start saving, the more time your money has to grow and the more money you will have in the long run. Starting to save early is one of the most important steps to achieving financial success. The earlier you start saving, the more time your money has to grow and the more money you will have in the long run. Compound interest is a powerful tool that can help you build wealth over time. When you start saving early, you give your money more time to grow and compound, resulting in a larger sum of money in the future. Additionally, when you start saving early, you can take advantage of tax-deferred retirement accounts such as 401(k)s and IRAs, which can help you save even more money. Saving early also helps you build good financial habits. When you start saving early, you are more likely to continue saving throughout your life. This helps you build a strong financial foundation and gives you the opportunity to reach your financial goals. Additionally, when you start saving early, you can take advantage of the power of compounding and the tax benefits of retirement accounts, which can help you build wealth over time. Starting to save early is one of the best ways to ensure financial success. It gives you more time to grow your money, allows you to take advantage of tax-deferred retirement accounts, and helps you build good financial habits. So, if you want to achieve financial success, start saving early and watch your money grow. Main idea number 2. Live within your means, spend less than you earn and save the difference. This will help you build wealth over time. Living within your means is a key principle of financial success. It means spending less than you earn and saving the difference. This is the foundation of building wealth over time. When you live within your means, you are able to save money and invest it in assets that will grow in value. This will help you build a secure financial future. Living within your means also means avoiding debt. When you borrow money, you are taking on a financial obligation that must be repaid with interest. This can be a burden on your finances and can prevent you from achieving your financial goals. It is important to only borrow money when absolutely necessary and to pay off any debt as quickly as possible. Living within your means also means being mindful of your spending. It is important to be aware of where your money is going and to make sure that you are not overspending. Make sure to track your spending and create a budget that will help you stay on track. Living within your means is a key principle of financial success. It is important to spend less than you earn and save the difference. This will help you build wealth over time and create a secure financial future. It is also important to avoid debt and be mindful of your spending. By following these principles, you can achieve financial success. Main idea number 3. Invest in low-cost index funds. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to diversify your portfolio and maximize your returns. Investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to diversify your portfolio and maximize your returns. Index funds are a type of mutual fund that tracks a specific market index, such as the S&P 500. By investing in an index fund, you are essentially investing in the entire market, rather than just a few individual stocks. This means that you are diversifying your investments and reducing your risk. Additionally, index funds typically have lower fees than actively managed funds, which can help you maximize your returns. Index funds are also a great way to get started investing. They are easy to understand and require minimal research. You can simply choose an index fund that tracks the market index you are interested in and invest in it. This makes index funds a great option for those who are just starting out in investing and don't have the time or knowledge to research individual stocks. Overall, investing in low-cost index funds is a great way to diversify your portfolio and maximize your returns. It is a simple and cost-effective way to get started investing and can help you achieve your financial goals. Main idea number 4. Don't try to time the market. Trying to time the market is a fool's errand. Instead, focus on long-term investing and diversification. Don't try to time the market. It's a fool's errand. Trying to predict when the market will go up or down is a waste of time and energy. Instead, focus on long-term investing and diversification. Investing for the long term means that you are investing for the future, not trying to make a quick buck. Diversification means spreading your investments across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and cash, so that you are not overly exposed to any one type of investment. This helps to reduce risk and increase the likelihood of achieving your financial goals. Long-term investing and diversification are the keys to successful financial planning. Investing for the long term allows you to take advantage of the power of compounding, which is the ability of your investments to grow over time. Diversification helps to reduce risk and increase the likelihood of achieving your financial goals. By investing for the long term and diversifying your investments, you can help ensure that you are on track to reach your financial goals. Main idea number 5. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversifying your investments is key to reducing risk and maximizing returns. The phrase, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket," is a popular adage that is often used to emphasize the importance of diversifying investments. This concept is a key component of successful financial planning, as it helps to reduce risk and maximize returns. By spreading out investments across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate, investors can reduce their exposure to any one particular market or sector. This diversification helps to ensure that if one investment performs poorly, the other investments can help to offset the losses. Additionally, diversifying investments can help to reduce volatility and provide a more consistent return over time. In his book The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes the importance of diversifying investments. He explains that investors should not put all their eggs in one basket, as this can lead to a higher risk of losses. Instead, he recommends that investors spread out their investments across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. This diversification can help to reduce risk and maximize returns. Additionally, Chilton suggests that investors should periodically review their investments to ensure that their portfolio is properly diversified and that their investments are performing as expected. Overall, the phrase, "don't put all your eggs in one basket," is a reminder of the importance of diversifying investments. By spreading out investments across different asset classes, investors can reduce their exposure to any one particular market or sector. This diversification can help to reduce risk and maximize returns. Additionally, investors should periodically review their investments to ensure that their portfolio is properly diversified and that their investments are performing as expected. Main idea number 6. Don't follow the herd. Don't follow the herd when it comes to investing. Do your own research and make decisions based on your own analysis. The idea of "don't follow the herd" is an important one when it comes to investing. It is easy to get caught up in the hype of the latest hot stock or investment trend, but it is important to remember that the herd mentality can often lead to poor decisions. Instead, it is important to do your own research and make decisions based on your own analysis. This means taking the time to understand the fundamentals of investing, such as the different types of investments, the risks associated with each, and the potential returns. It also means understanding the markets and the economic environment in which you are investing. By taking the time to do your own research and make decisions based on your own analysis, you can avoid the pitfalls of following the herd and make more informed decisions that are better suited to your individual needs and goals. In his book The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes the importance of "don't follow the herd" when it comes to investing. He explains that it is important to take the time to understand the fundamentals of investing and to make decisions based on your own analysis. He also stresses the importance of diversifying your investments and avoiding the temptation to chase after the latest hot stock or investment trend. By taking the time to do your own research and make decisions based on your own analysis, you can avoid the pitfalls of following the herd and make more informed decisions that are better suited to your individual needs and goals. Main idea number 7. Don't rely on get-rich-quick schemes. Get-rich-quick schemes are usually too good to be true and should be avoided. Don't rely on get-rich-quick schemes. Get-rich-quick schemes are often too good to be true and should be avoided. They promise quick and easy money with little effort, but in reality, they rarely deliver on their promises. Instead of relying on these schemes, it's better to focus on building wealth through long-term, sustainable strategies. This means investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other financial instruments, and taking advantage of tax-advantaged retirement accounts like 401(k)s and IRAs. It also means creating a budget and sticking to it, and living within your means. By taking a disciplined approach to building wealth, you can achieve financial security and peace of mind. The Wealthy Barber by David Chilton is a great resource for learning how to build wealth in a responsible and sustainable way. It provides practical advice on how to create a budget, invest wisely, and plan for retirement. It also offers tips on how to avoid common financial pitfalls and make the most of your money. By following the advice in this book, you can create a secure financial future for yourself and your family. Main idea number 8. Don't put too much emphasis on tax breaks. Tax breaks can be helpful, but they should not be the primary focus of your financial planning. When it comes to financial planning, it is important to remember that tax breaks should not be the primary focus. While tax breaks can be beneficial, they should not be the main focus of your financial planning. Instead, you should focus on creating a comprehensive financial plan that takes into account your current financial situation, your goals, and your risk tolerance. This plan should include strategies for saving, investing, and budgeting, as well as strategies for reducing debt and increasing your net worth. Additionally, you should consider the tax implications of any financial decisions you make, but you should not let taxes be the primary factor in your decision-making process. Tax breaks can be a great way to save money, but they should not be the only factor in your financial planning. Instead, you should focus on creating a comprehensive financial plan that takes into account your current financial situation, your goals, and your risk tolerance. This plan should include strategies for saving, investing, and budgeting, as well as strategies for reducing debt and increasing your net worth. Additionally, you should consider the tax implications of any financial decisions you make, but you should not let taxes be the primary factor in your decision-making process. Ultimately, the goal of financial planning should be to create a secure financial future for yourself and your family. Tax breaks can be a great way to save money, but they should not be the only factor in your financial planning. By creating a comprehensive financial plan that takes into account your current financial situation, your goals, and your risk tolerance, you can ensure that you are making the best decisions for your financial future. Main idea number 9. Don't put too much emphasis on credit. Credit can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. In The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes the importance of not relying too heavily on credit. Credit can be a useful tool, but it should not be the primary source of income. Credit can be a great way to purchase items that you need, but it should not be used to purchase items that you want. Credit should be used responsibly and only when absolutely necessary. It is important to remember that credit can be a double-edged sword. It can help you purchase items that you need, but it can also lead to debt if not used responsibly. When it comes to financial planning, it is important to remember that credit should not be the primary source of income. Instead, it should be used as a tool to help you purchase items that you need. It is important to remember that credit can be a great way to purchase items that you need, but it should not be used to purchase items that you want. Credit should be used responsibly and only when absolutely necessary. In conclusion, it is important to remember that credit can be a useful tool, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Credit should be used responsibly and only when absolutely necessary. It is important to remember that credit can be a double-edged sword. It can help you purchase items that you need, but it can also lead to debt if not used responsibly. Main idea number 10. Don't put too much emphasis on insurance. Insurance can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. In The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes that insurance should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Insurance can be a helpful tool, but it should not be the only source of income. Instead, Chilton suggests that individuals should focus on building their own wealth through investments, savings, and other financial strategies. He argues that insurance should be used as a safety net, not as a primary source of income. Chilton explains that insurance can be a useful tool for protecting against unexpected events, such as a medical emergency or a natural disaster. However, he cautions that insurance should not be used as a substitute for saving and investing. He argues that individuals should focus on building their own wealth, rather than relying on insurance to provide for their future. Chilton emphasizes that insurance should not be the primary source of income for individuals. Instead, he suggests that individuals should focus on building their own wealth through investments, savings, and other financial strategies. Insurance can be a helpful tool, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Main idea number 11. Don't put too much emphasis on real estate. Real estate can be a great investment, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Don't put too much emphasis on real estate. Real estate can be a great investment, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Real estate investments can be volatile and unpredictable, and it is important to diversify your investments to ensure that you are not putting all of your eggs in one basket. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income, but it should not be the only source of income. When investing in real estate, it is important to understand the risks associated with the investment. Real estate investments can be affected by changes in the market, such as interest rates, taxes, and other economic factors. It is also important to understand the legal and regulatory requirements associated with real estate investments. It is important to do your research and understand the risks associated with any investment before you commit to it. Real estate can be a great way to generate income, but it should not be the only source of income. It is important to diversify your investments and understand the risks associated with any investment before you commit to it. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income, but it should not be the only source of income. Main idea number 12. Don't put too much emphasis on gambling. Gambling can be fun, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Gambling can be an enjoyable pastime, but it should not be taken too seriously. It is important to remember that gambling is a form of entertainment, not a reliable source of income. Gambling can be a great way to have some fun and potentially win some money, but it should not be seen as a way to make a living. Gambling can be a dangerous activity if it is not done responsibly. It is important to remember that the house always has an edge, and the odds are always in favor of the casino. Therefore, it is important to set limits on how much money you are willing to spend on gambling and to stick to those limits. It is also important to remember that gambling can be addictive. It is important to be aware of the risks associated with gambling and to be mindful of how much time and money you are spending on it. If you find yourself becoming overly reliant on gambling, it is important to seek help from a professional. Gambling can be a fun activity, but it should not be taken too seriously or relied upon as a primary source of income. Main idea number 13. Don't put too much emphasis on retirement. Retirement should be a goal, but it should not be the primary focus of your financial planning. Retirement should be a goal, but it should not be the primary focus of your financial planning. It is important to plan for retirement, but it should not be the only goal you have. You should also focus on other financial goals such as saving for a home, paying off debt, and investing for the future. Retirement should be a part of your overall financial plan, but it should not be the only focus. When planning for retirement, it is important to consider your current financial situation and your future goals. You should also consider how much money you will need to live comfortably in retirement. It is important to save enough money to cover your basic needs, such as food, housing, and healthcare. You should also consider how much money you will need to cover any unexpected expenses, such as medical bills or home repairs. It is also important to consider how you will invest your retirement savings. You should consider a variety of investment options, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate. You should also consider how much risk you are willing to take with your investments. You should also consider how much money you will need to withdraw from your retirement savings each year. Retirement should be a goal, but it should not be the only focus of your financial planning. You should also focus on other financial goals, such as saving for a home, paying off debt, and investing for the future. Retirement should be a part of your overall financial plan, but it should not be the only focus. Main idea number 14. Don't put too much emphasis on debt. Debt can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. In The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes the importance of not relying too heavily on debt. He explains that debt can be a useful tool, but it should not be the primary source of income. Chilton explains that debt can be used to purchase items that will appreciate in value, such as a home or a business, but it should not be used to purchase items that will depreciate in value, such as cars or vacations. He also explains that debt should not be used to finance a lifestyle that is beyond one's means. Chilton advises that debt should be used sparingly and only when it is absolutely necessary. He emphasizes that debt should not be used to purchase items that can be saved for or purchased with cash. Chilton also explains that debt can be a dangerous tool if it is not managed properly. He explains that debt can quickly spiral out of control if it is not paid off in a timely manner. He advises that debt should be paid off as quickly as possible and that interest rates should be kept as low as possible. He also explains that debt should not be used to purchase items that are not necessary. Chilton emphasizes that debt should be used responsibly and that it should not be used to purchase items that are not necessary or that will not appreciate in value. In conclusion, David Chilton emphasizes the importance of not relying too heavily on debt. He explains that debt can be a useful tool, but it should not be the primary source of income. He advises that debt should be used sparingly and only when it is absolutely necessary. He also explains that debt should be paid off as quickly as possible and that interest rates should be kept as low as possible. He emphasizes that debt should be used responsibly and that it should not be used to purchase items that are not necessary or that will not appreciate in value. Main idea number 15. Don't put too much emphasis on risk. Risk can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. In The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes that risk should not be the primary source of income. He explains that while risk can be beneficial, it should not be the sole focus of one's financial planning. Instead, Chilton suggests that individuals should focus on building a strong financial foundation by creating a budget, saving regularly, and investing in low-risk investments. He also recommends diversifying one's investments to reduce risk and increase potential returns. Chilton explains that while taking risks can be beneficial, it should not be the primary focus of one's financial planning. He suggests that individuals should focus on building a strong financial foundation by creating a budget, saving regularly, and investing in low-risk investments. He also recommends diversifying one's investments to reduce risk and increase potential returns. By taking a more conservative approach to financial planning, individuals can ensure that their financial future is secure and that they are not relying too heavily on risky investments. Ultimately, Chilton's advice is to not put too much emphasis on risk when it comes to financial planning. While risk can be beneficial, it should not be the primary source of income. Instead, individuals should focus on building a strong financial foundation by creating a budget, saving regularly, and investing in low-risk investments. By taking a more conservative approach to financial planning, individuals can ensure that their financial future is secure and that they are not relying too heavily on risky investments. Main idea number 16. Don't put too much emphasis on short-term gains. Short-term gains can be helpful, but they should not be the primary focus of your financial planning. When it comes to financial planning, it is important to remember that short-term gains should not be the primary focus. While it is true that short-term gains can be beneficial, they should not be the main focus of your financial planning. Instead, you should focus on long-term goals and strategies that will help you achieve financial security and stability. This means that you should be looking at investments that will provide you with a steady stream of income over the long term, rather than focusing on investments that may provide a quick return but may not be as reliable in the long run. Additionally, you should be looking at ways to reduce your debt and build up your savings, so that you can have a cushion to fall back on in case of an emergency. By focusing on long-term goals and strategies, you can ensure that you are making the most of your financial resources and setting yourself up for a secure financial future. It is also important to remember that short-term gains can be unpredictable and unreliable. While it is possible to make a quick return on an investment, it is also possible to lose money just as quickly. Therefore, it is important to be aware of the risks associated with short-term investments and to be prepared to accept the potential losses that may come with them. Additionally, it is important to remember that short-term gains are not always the most reliable way to build wealth. Instead, it is important to focus on long-term strategies that will help you build a secure financial future. Main idea number 17. Don't put too much emphasis on luck. Luck can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. The idea of not putting too much emphasis on luck is an important one when it comes to financial planning. While luck can be helpful, it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Instead, it is important to focus on creating a solid financial plan that will provide a steady stream of income. This means taking the time to research and understand the different investment options available, as well as creating a budget and sticking to it. It also means understanding the risks associated with different investments and making sure to diversify your portfolio. By taking the time to create a solid financial plan, you can ensure that you are not relying too heavily on luck and that you are taking the necessary steps to secure your financial future. Creating a financial plan can be a daunting task, but it is essential for long-term financial success. It is important to remember that luck can be a helpful tool, but it should not be the primary source of income. Instead, focus on creating a solid financial plan that will provide a steady stream of income and will help you reach your financial goals. With a little bit of effort and dedication, you can create a financial plan that will help you achieve financial success. Main idea number 18. Don't put too much emphasis on Social Security. Social Security can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Don't put too much emphasis on Social Security. Social Security can be a great supplement to your retirement income, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Social Security benefits are not guaranteed and can change over time, so it's important to plan for retirement without relying too heavily on Social Security. It's important to save and invest for retirement, and to create a retirement plan that takes into account other sources of income, such as pensions, investments, and other savings. Social Security can be a great supplement to your retirement income, but it should not be the only source of income you rely on. It's also important to remember that Social Security benefits are taxable, so you may not receive as much as you think. Additionally, Social Security benefits are not adjusted for inflation, so the purchasing power of your benefits may decrease over time. For these reasons, it's important to plan for retirement without relying too heavily on Social Security. Social Security can be a great supplement to your retirement income, but it should not be the only source of income you rely on. It's important to save and invest for retirement, and to create a retirement plan that takes into account other sources of income, such as pensions, investments, and other savings. By planning for retirement without relying too heavily on Social Security, you can ensure that you have a secure retirement income. Main idea number 19. Don't put too much emphasis on inheritance. Inheritance can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. Inheritance can be a great way to supplement your income, but it should not be the primary source of your financial security. Inheritance can be unpredictable and unreliable, and it is important to remember that it is not guaranteed. It is important to plan for the future and build a financial plan that is not dependent on inheritance. Creating a financial plan that is based on your own hard work and savings is the best way to ensure financial security. This means creating a budget, saving for retirement, and investing in assets that will generate income. It is also important to have an emergency fund in case of unexpected expenses. By taking these steps, you can create a secure financial future that is not dependent on inheritance. Inheritance can be a great way to supplement your income, but it should not be the primary source of your financial security. It is important to remember that inheritance is not guaranteed and to plan for the future by creating a financial plan that is based on your own hard work and savings. By taking these steps, you can create a secure financial future that is not dependent on inheritance. Main idea number 20. Don't put too much emphasis on your job. Your job can be helpful, but it should not be relied upon as a primary source of income. In The Wealthy Barber, The Common Sense Guide to Successful Financial Planning, David Chilton emphasizes the importance of not relying too heavily on your job as a primary source of income. He explains that while having a job can be beneficial, it should not be the only source of income. Chilton suggests that individuals should diversify their income streams by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other financial instruments. He also recommends that individuals should save a portion of their income each month and use it to build an emergency fund. This fund can be used in the event of a job loss or other financial emergency. Chilton also encourages individuals to take advantage of tax-advantaged retirement accounts such as 401(k)s and IRAs. He explains that these accounts can help individuals save for retirement while also reducing their taxable income. Additionally, Chilton suggests that individuals should consider starting their own business or side hustle to supplement their income. This can help individuals increase their income and build wealth over time. Overall, Chilton emphasizes the importance of not relying too heavily on your job as a primary source of income. He encourages individuals to diversify their income streams, save for retirement, and consider starting their own business or side hustle. By following these tips, individuals can ensure that they are not too dependent on their job and can build wealth over time.